This is Screen Geeks, and this is Barry. I'm here talking with Zachary Quinto, correct? Yeah. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I looked at your resume, and you did a lot of theater prior to your screen and television work. I was in Much Ado About Nothing when I was in college. Were you as well?
I played twice.
Okay, who'd you play? I gotta ask.
I played Baraccio one time, yep. And I played Don Pedro.
Okay.
The other time.
Okay, I was Don John the Bastard.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah, fun role.
It's a great play.
Do you feel more at home on stage or working?
Yes. Yeah. Always. Yeah. It's where I learned how to act, so it's where I feel most comfortable. I feel most at home. I've done a lot of theater, you know, interspersed with television and film stuff in LA, but I haven't done a play in about 4 years, which is kind of absurd. So I'm really ready to get back on stage at some point when my schedule allows, mm-hmm. but only when it's the right time and the right project.
Well, I remember Dustin Hoffman once said that for actors, theater is the way to revitalize their whole essence.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I mean, it's the only medium in which you tell a story that way from beginning to end and with a live audience and, you know, in a shared experience. And that's something that's really important to me, and I thrive on it. So, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm enormously creatively fulfilled and challenged by what I've been working on the past year and a half, especially with the movie now. So I don't feel like I'm, you know, in any deficit of creative opportunity. I just feel like my creative opportunities are most fully enhanced when they include theater, at least intermittently. So
sure,
we'll see when I'm able to get back to it.
How old were you when you first saw Star Trek in any form? And what was the first thing of Star Trek you ever saw?
The original series was something that I saw first. I imagine I remember seeing that on TV when I was a kid. Probably, I would say, maybe 9, 10 years old. I certainly enjoyed it, but it wasn't something that I wasn't a fanatic, fanatical fan when I was a kid. I feel like I've learned the majority of what I know about Star Trek since I started shooting this movie and really deepened my appreciation for it since I've been involved and gotten to meet the people that were responsible for creating it back then, you know, in the 60s when it started. And so I have a deepening value for it in my life, obviously, now than I did when I was a kid.
Did Leonard Nimoy give you any good career advice?
Well, Leonard's, you know, it's not quantifiable by one sort of axiom or one sort of piece of advice. I mean, he and I have become actually fairly close in the process of making this movie, and he's been very supportive of me from the beginning. I mean, in his contract, he had to approve the actor that played the role, so, you know, I had his support from the first time that I came in to read for it, and that means the world to me. So just getting to know him is transcends any sort of particular advice that he could give me, you know, and I feel really grateful for that relationship.
Hmm. What's J.J. Abrams like as a director?
J.J.'s like magic. He really is. I mean, he's so talented and so respectful and so generous. And, you know, they don't really come like that very often. So the fact that I've been able to draw into my experience and be drawn into the experience of someone like that. And also, for that matter, someone like Tim Kring, who is similarly very magnanimous person and very formidable talent. It's a really nice combination, you know. And I feel incredibly safe, and I have implicit trust in JJ every step of the way. And this process was a really big learning curve for me to be involved in something so epic and huge and in scale. I mean, Heroes is big enough, but then, you know, this is that times 10, really. So that's really been a great part of the experience as well, is getting to learn from working with him and learn from watching him work, because it's kind of a masterful experience. He's really, really super cool.
Spock aside, do you have any dream roles you've always wanted to play?
No. I mean, you know, I feel like I've always sort of taken the opportunities as they presented themselves. Not prevented, presented. And, you know, I feel like from this point forth, I'll just really stay open. I'll know it when I see it, what is my next thing, or, you know, what is my next direction to go in. But I don't think I really bargained for all of this when I signed on. So I feel like my experience right now is just sort of enjoying and processing and metabolizing what I'm going through and what it means to my life, what it means to my work, what it means to my career in general. And, you know, that's stuff that that I have to do on my own time. So in terms of where I go from here creatively, I think that remains to be seen. But I don't usually work on the dream role formula. For me, you know, I feel like it will come, and I'll know it when it's here.
Who are some actors who have influenced you and inspired you over the years?
Good ones. I don't know. it's hard. I mean, I respond anytime I see anything. I respond primarily and sweepingly to the acting. So, I mean, it runs the gamut. I mean, legendary actors that we all know, and also actors that I know that I went to school with. You know, that I got to watch work in an environment that was incredibly intimate and private and unique. So I don't know. I mean, I hesitate to sort of throw out names because I feel like I don't know, that somehow diminishes the impact that they might have had on me or something, you know. But mm-hmm. I think it's an accumulation of a lot of different actors, a lot of different performances, a lot of different experiences that I've had in the theater and in the movie theater as well. So I just like good actors. Love to learn from actors that are better than me.
How did you feel the first time you saw yourself in the Spock makeup?
It was really trippy. I mean, it came in stages, right? Like, I had to get fitted for the ears, and so that was a process. And then we had to shave and pluck my eyebrows to put them in shape for the role. And there were a lot of different stages of it. Then I had to get my hair cut. Then we had to, you know, in terms of makeup, the process took about 2.5-3 hours every day. And I would say the surreal was the way I felt when I first saw the ears on, you know. But then the ears changed, and then they evolved, and then I saw other people in the ears, and I saw Leonard in the ears, and, you know, so it was a very gradual immersion into the character in terms of preparing for it before we started shooting. Then once we started shooting, it wasn't so gradual anymore, but it felt comfortable after a while. I didn't even feel like I had anything on or that I looked different than I did. Then I'd walk past a mirror and the truth would be revealed.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well, actually. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Cheers.